Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Going to start things out here this hour with a follow-up story. It's more chronicling the death of a dinosaur. The death of, well, in general, the death of newspapers. They are having a tough, tough time out there, and subscription rates are down dramatically. I mean, significantly. Especially when you compare it to decades ago.
Yeah. And subscription rates mean, not just a decrease in revenue from, you know, the subscription, but it means a decrease in revenue from the advertising. People aren't paying to get the newspaper in their hands, and, well, you know, advertisers aren't paying to contact somebody who's not there.
Right, and so that's leading to cutbacks and staffing reductions, which is leading to smaller newspapers, which is leading to fewer people wanting to, you know, spend. Around here, it's what, 60 cents, or did they raise the price again? I mean, they already raised it to 60 cents or something like that during the day, during the weekday editions, and it's 60 cents for not much of a paper. There's just not much to it. And it's mostly Associated Press articles and not much local.
It's pretty clear that journalism's dying in America, right? I mean, nobody's getting good news anymore.
Journalism isn't dying. No, it's alive and well on the internet.
Right. That's the thing is, Americans, the lamenting the death of newspapers is much ado about nothing. It's a medium for transferring the journalism from the journalist to the consumer, and so it's not printed on wood pulp anymore. Big deal.
Sure. And I have no objection to the newspaper format. I think that it's kind of nice to be able to hold something up while you're having your breakfast or something like that. But
if you
maybe
eat breakfast
I'm just
that way.
Right. Maybe I'm just a little old school. I don't know. I doubt
a newspaper, too.
I doubt that there are very many 18-year-olds that have that same
I don't think they're willing to spend the money on it. I think that's if they had a format.
I don't spend the money on it either. So it's obviously not that likable, you know.
Right. If it's only a few cents a day to have it delivered to your house, maybe a dime. Or two, I don't know precisely, but it's not that much to get one delivered every day to your house. But people, they just don't want to spend the money on it. It's economically, it's a tight world. Being a young person, it's tight monetarily. If newspapers want young people to consume their product, they're going to have to get it in their hands in a different fashion, whether it's free and delivered to their door. Some weeklies do that. And the
weeklies are doing
fine.
Better. The free weeklies are doing better than the daily papers. I don't know if they're doing fine. I think their revenue is down a little bit, but nowhere near as much.
Well, their revenue is going to be down because if you look at historically, every decade there are more than twice as many venues for people to advertise on. It just keeps going up and up and up. So supply is going up in the ad world, and demand going up, but not as quickly.
Right. With internet advertising, you can target your ads better to the audience, more specifically the demographics that you want to hit, whereas with a weekly, you've got more of a general demographic. With a newspaper, you've got a more...
It's general, but it's geographically specific, and that's important.
That's true. I mean, and they're not out of business yet, and some of the papers deserve credit for some innovation.
Yeah.
At least around here, the local newspaper actually takes comments from its website and prints those in its newspaper. So it's kind of cross-platforming the web over into the newsprint, which I think, when I saw that, I thought, hey, that's a pretty smart move. Have a little web section of your paper that essentially reprints some of the things that are online. But nonetheless, the difficulties continue piling up for papers around the country. Some of them we've seen just drop off the map and close their doors completely. Others have been sold out at pennies on the dollar. There was actually one here in New Hampshire that went out of business, and I heard that the state apparently bought them. Did you hear about that, Mark?
Yes.
So
it's crazy.
That's really crazy. Then you've got the federal government talking about doing some kind of restructuring and allowing newspapers to be nonprofits and basically making it so that it's easier for newspapers to exist. And, of course, I support getting rid of regulations and making business easier for everybody. So that's okay. But they've also been skirting the issue of actually handing out taxpayer dollars to newspapers, which is basically what happened here in New Hampshire with the Claremont Times being purchased by the state. Whatever. I don't know either. It was something. The Eagle, Claremont, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that has actually occurred. Now, I don't know if the state is – I don't think the state is running the operation, and they wouldn't be running it either if they likely they wouldn't be running it if the federal government, for instance, started bailing out major daily papers around the country. But, boy, if you thought the newspapers were already in line with the state and already very governmental, pro-government, then just wait until the government's funding their budgets. That's a scary thought. And as things get more desperate for the papers, they'll be more likely to take options like that. For papers like Newsday, they're having a real tough time because some newspapers have decided that, well, in these tough times, we need to squeeze as many pennies out of our customers as we possibly can because we aren't getting them from our advertisers. So let's lock down our internet websites and make it virtually impossible for people to actually read the news stories on our sites unless they pay for a subscription. Which is basically what Newsday has done. It's a Long Island daily that was purchased for $650 million by folks named the Dolans. And these are not the radio Dolans that radio listeners may be familiar with. It's a different group of folks. Anyway, they put their website behind a paywall. And when they announced this, we were talking about it on this program, so it is a follow-up to that story. The paper was one of the first non-business newspapers to take the plunge by putting up a paywall. So, and by the way, the New York Times is also considering doing this. They're moving towards this. And the New York Times has been having to lease out space in their building because they're desperate for cash. Could it, its fate be, according to it, it's put up a paywall, so in media circles it's been followed with interest. Could its fate be a sign of what others, including the New York Times, might expect? 3 months later, how many people have signed up to pay $5 a week or $260 per year to get unfettered access to Newsday.com? The answer? 35 people.
Yeah.
As in fewer than three dozen.
Oh, my God.
As in a decent-sized elementary school class. That astoundingly low figure was revealed in a newsroom-wide meeting last week by publisher Terry Jimenez when a reporter asked how many people had signed up for the site. Jimenez didn't know the number off the top of his head, so he asked a deputy sitting near him. The answer was 35. Michael Ammon, social services reporter, asked for clarification. And indeed, it was correct. The website redesign and relaunch cost the Dolans $4 million, according to Jimenez. With those 35 people, they've grossed about $9,000. In that time, without question, web traffic has begun to plummet, and certainly advertising will follow as well. Of course, there are a few caveats. Anyone who has a newspaper subscription is allowed free access, and anyone who has Optimum Cable, which is owned by the Dolans and Cablevision, also gets it free. Newsday representatives claim that 75% of Long Island either has a subscription to the paper or Optimum Cable. So, yeah, so that kind of balances out that shocking number to some extent, basically saying that, well, every cable subscriber has access to the website, so those people wouldn't have to sign up. They already have been given their passwords.
35 people paid.
35 people essentially on Long Island or outside of Long Island paid for the subscription.
Gosh.
We're the freebie newsletter that comes with your HBO, sniffed one Newsday reporter. Jimenez was in no mood to apologize. He said, that's 35 more than I would have thought it would have been, he said to the assembled staff. Given the number of households in our market that have access to the website as a result of other subscriptions, it's no surprise that a relatively modest number have chosen the pay option. Nevertheless, and this is an interesting point, traffic to the site has fallen. In December, the website had 1.5 million unique visits, which is down from 2.2 million just 2 months earlier in October. So that's pretty significant. You're talking about more than 25% of a drop-off in their web hits after they went pay site only.
It's rough. Can't run a business that way.
800-259-9231. Their complaint, though, was that they couldn't sell advertising online at a price enough to make it worthwhile. But how are they going to sell any advertising online if their hits are going down? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got our updates list. You can go to updates. www.freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com.
He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, Freedom Engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series is complete. Read it for free at peaceprosper.com and help the author, Ben Woods, construct Catalyxia. Peaceprosper.com.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We continue the story of Newsday. It's one of the many newspapers around the country, daily papers, that is just having a tough time. And they're making decisions that are making it apparently worse for themselves. A few months ago, we reported to you that they were deciding to be one of the leaders in the industry into running into the world of pay websites, wherein very few stories will be available for free on their website. And
we didn't predict it going particularly well on this show.
No, we didn't, because it's just, it goes against the nature of the Internet. The Internet and the information on it wants to be free. I mean, that's why piracy is, or so-called file sharing, I think is a better term for it, is so popular. Because people are not interested, a lot of people are not interested in jumping through hoops to get their hands on the information that they're looking for.
Yep.
They just want what they want, and if they like what they want, they're usually willing to pay for it. But if you don't give them what they want up front, then they're not going to know whether or not they really like it enough whether in order to pay for it.
Right. It's, you know, it's kind of like Free Talk Live. I think it's about 10% of our podcast listeners have decided that, and generally that's what it's been all along, 10% of our podcast listeners have decided they like the show enough to pay for the premium services, whether it's they want the perks that come with it or they just want to support Free Talk Live.
Both.
Yeah. Many of them enjoy the ad-free Amplifier podcast, the Amplifier call-in line, the Amplifier section of the BBS, and a couple of other perks that are out there. And, you know, some of them just do it out of sheer guilt.
But those are perks, right? I mean, the ad-free podcast, for instance, is something that you get to sweeten the deal. But it doesn't prevent you. Just going to freetalklive.com, you're not prevented from accessing any of the normal stuff. You can get all the way back to 2009's worth of full over a year's worth of archives is all completely downloadable for anybody that wants them. You just mosey on into our website, click around, and take it all if you want. It's not a problem at all. That's our business model, and it's worked for us. And obviously, we don't have the overhead that these newspapers do.
I think that's the real trick, is what you're trying to do is you're trying to take an old business model and turn it into a new one. And some of the blacksmith shops managed to convert into machine shops, but the vast majority of them did not.
They just couldn't get it.
Went
right?
away.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going on. I mean, newspapers are used to having these giant buildings full of reporters
right.
and delivery people and all the other stuff they do. And
they're used to being very important. You know, the first thing that people look to in the morning when they want to find out what's going on in the world. And nobody in my universe, the people I associate with, I never see them with a newspaper. I don't hear them talking about the local newspaper except when there's something that they've written about us in the paper.
Yeah.
And when I say us, I mean the activists up here. Really, it's like a non-entity. They're out there. They're still doing business, and they're not. You know,
well, that's because there are people over the age of 45, and they're still reading newspapers.
Right.
But unfortunately,
it's got to get harder year after year.
Right. Their reader base is dying. You know, whether it's smoking or red meat or fatty foods or whatever, it's taking them out one day at a time.
There's a little more to the story here over at, by the way, the source here, Observer, New York Observer, reporting on one of their competitors, Newsday, which is saying they have received 35 signups in 3 months, the 3 months since they went pay subscriptions turned into a paywall site.
Almost a dozen a month.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it was all right up front. I don't know how often they got those. But that you also have to factor in that they apparently are giving free subscriptions to their website out to anybody who has an actual newspaper subscription, which, of course, those numbers are likely dwindling. Plus, anybody that's got a cable television subscription also gets free access to the newspaper site. But that doesn't mean just because everybody who has a cable television subscription has an account doesn't mean everybody who has cable TV is going onto their website to use their account.
Right.
Right? I mean, you had an account when you had a subscription to the local newspaper a couple of years ago to their website. I asked you what the password was one day, and you didn't even know.
No.
You hadn't even used it. And you were a newspaper subscriber.
Right.
So.
Well, I prefer, if I'm going to use the newspaper as a tool for show prep or whatever, and I was at that time for a local show I was doing, I prefer to have the actual newspaper in my hand.
Yeah. But my point being there that they can tout how many hundreds of thousands of cable subscribers they have, but that doesn't tell you how many of those folks are actually visiting the website. What does tell you that are their website statistics, and their site statistics are down significantly in just a couple months. In October, it was 2.2 million, now down to 1.5 million in December. That's a significant drop, and who knows, it may continue to go down. In the short time that the Dolans have owned Newsday, it's been a circus. When they were closing the deal to buy the paper in May of 2008, they had their personal spokesman scream at an editor who assigned a reporter to visit the Dolans seeking comment. There was a moment back in January of last year when Newsday editor John Mancini walked out of the newsroom because of a dispute over how the paper was handling the Knicks. In the summer, the paper refused to run ads by Verizon, one of their rivals in the cable business or the phone business. Tim Knight, the paper's publisher, and John Mancini eventually both left the paper, which traditionally has been a powerful moneymaker, lost $7 million in the first three quarters of last year, according to Mr. Jimenez. In October, the website relaunched and was redesigned. One of the principals behind the redesign is Mancini's replacement editor, Debbie Krennic. To say the least, the project has not been a newsroom favorite. The view of the newsroom is the website sucks, said one staffer. It's an abomination, said another. This is a website they paid $4 million to have redesigned. And now the paper is in the middle of a labor dispute.
I can tell you, I know what it feels like to have somebody call your new expensive website an abomination.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that our website doesn't seem expensive anymore.
No,
they spent $4 million on theirs. From what I've heard, we got a pretty good deal on our website redesign, and I think it looks great.
It does look great. There's always going to be people that are upset.
Always. Whenever change happens, somebody's not going to like it.
And I understand why the BBSers were, they had gone for such a long time with basically an ad-free BBS, and we converted them over because, well, I'm sorry, their eyes are extraordinarily valuable, and we need them for Free Talk Live.
And the people that don't want to see the ads know how to get rid of them anyway. There's programs out there that can make that happen
for
you.
I've heard that.
And now the paper's in the middle of a labor dispute, in addition to all this, in which it wants to extract a 10% pay cut from all of the employees.
Oh, God.
Not surprisingly, the cut was turned down by a vote of 473-10 this past Sunday. Things are bleak in old Hellville, the pet nickname that reporters have established for life on Long Island. One reporter said, in the meeting with Terry, half the questions weren't about labor issues, but about why isn't this feature in the paper anymore? People are mad about losing our national correspondents, our foreign bureaus, and the prestige of working for a great newspaper. The last thing we had was a living wage, being one of the few papers where you're paid well, and to have that last thing yanked from you, it made people so mad. So even their staff is unhappy working at this place. It's just not looking good for the newspaper industry. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by, and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including live streams, broadband version of the show, a dial-up version. We've got our webcam plus listen lines as well. It's all there for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
Manchester Brewing is the maker of Naughty Nancy's Nut Brown Ale, the only beer that tells you when you would need a spanking. ManchesterBrewing.com.
We go to your phone calls about what you want. Mike is in New Hampshire on the AMP lines. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
We talked about a week ago about mail to jail, and I asked everyone who was concerned about liberties to send Big Mike a letter in jail amongst all the other liberty activists.
Yeah, Big Mike, who has been arrested and is now being held in jail for an indeterminate period of time, at least through the trial they've scheduled for him out a couple months out, for allegedly assaulting a police officer, and it was captured on video. He basically brushed the officer as he walked by him, which he was essentially forced to do because there were two officers standing right near one another, and he had to walk through them if he wanted to get away from the scene, which is what he was
to me doing. Like the officer stuck his arm out as he walked by.
Yeah, it was a big setup, and it was pretty outrageous, but you are Mike Barsky, and you're the man who's behind Mail to Jail, mail-to-jail.com. I love the site. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to thank everyone who did write him letters. We got maybe 20 to 30 letters and postcards that we sent to him so he wouldn't feel alone and abandoned in jail.
Yes.
However, I just today started getting them bounced back, and
oh,
I don't
no.
know why. It might be the post office, but for some bizarre reason, I can't imagine why. It's not labeled on the letter. It just says return to sender, and so it might be the jail refusing to give it to them, even though they told me they would. So I thought it might be handy for everyone who does care and who did write to call the jail and ask about Big Mike and ask why the letters are not being delivered.
Yeah, where else did I hear that? I think I saw somebody post elsewhere, and I'm not recalling where it was at this moment, that they also had received a returned something that
good.
They had sent.
Well, it's probably because he's registered as John Doe, and you know.
But we got the number. We got the prisoner number.
Yeah, when I first talked to the jail, they told me to mail it to John Doe without the number because they wouldn't give it to me at the time, and they would deliver it. I knew it was a lie. Nonetheless, somebody, in fact, you, Ian, got the number. His jail identification number, and we put that on the letter, so they, following all of their rules, they should be delivering it. Of course, their rules are meaningless, and they'll do what they want.
That's
I'm just thinking if they get a lot of calls saying, why aren't you delivering the mail, maybe they'll start delivering it so they stop getting harassed.
That's certainly a possibility. I think
it's the general M.O. In dealing with them. Essentially, their answer to everything is, no, absolutely not. And then they get hassled a bunch, and then they relent.
You can get the phone number for the jail over at jailedactivist.info. Look on Mike Tyner's The Featured. He's the guy we're talking about. He's the featured activist right now on the front page of the website. Just click on his picture, and it'll come up with details on the jail, including the phone number there for the Department of Corrections.
And I'd like to point out why this is a misuse of the jail system. Jails are intended to be, originally, this was the idea, is to keep people who would either, A, run away from justice, and remember, court took a couple of days for people to get their court case run through. Now it takes months and months, if not years. It was to keep them if they were going to run away or if they were dangerous to society at that time. And in this case, Mike is neither. They're just using it as punishment for a guy who they felt like harassing, and in my opinion, they absolutely set him up. But
right, and because Mike, go ahead.
If it does go to court, to trial, and they show this video that there's absolutely no harassment, and if the judge actually, does what he should and disseminate justice and say you're not guilty of insulting an officer, are they going to give him his 2 months of life back? No.
Well,
nope.
They obviously can't, and they won't give him any money either. I mean, this is how they operate. They have no responsibility for what they do. You can't have a government where that is effective in any way if people aren't responsible for their actions. So we've got these cops out there. They're not responsible. He can do whatever he wants. He was, he's a little sawed-off guy with an attitude, with a big old attitude. Oh, I've never heard of these guys before. Short man, big attitude, and he wants to give Mike some trouble. What's it cost him to put Mike away? Nothing.
Absolutely
what's it cost
nothing.
Him if it's a travesty? Nothing. It's ridiculous.
It is. I want to thank you for letting me get the word out again that we need to help out Big Mike.
So right now, basically, how are you going to handle this, Mike? You sent out 20, 30 letters and postcards. They're all coming back now. That costs the site money, right? Because you can't use those stamps again.
You're right. It costs money, but that's really not an issue. People are donating, and that's fantastic. It's a great help.
Okay.
And we'll keep sending. And I actually don't know yet if all of them are coming back or if just a few for some bizarre reason. I just found out this evening, and I have to start researching it tomorrow. But usually what happens is when letters start bouncing, and in the past it's happened because they were sent after the prisoner was released, it takes a few days for them all to bounce back. So if I got like 10 today, I'm probably going to get more tomorrow and the next day.
Right. mail-2-jail.com is where people can go. You can write a letter, and you can use the donate option to send some money in to help pay to help take care of these fees for the stamps.
There's actually one other feature, too, called Mail from Jail, and as soon as we can let Mike know the mailing address, if we can get a letter through, jailed activists can write to me, and I will transcribe them and post them on a blog.
Yes, thank you for pointing that out. In fact, you're welcome to use freekeen.com if you hear from Mike, as you've got an account over there, as you know, and, of course, it's usually the Keeniacs that are in jail, so that's why we put their blog posts up there, but there's no freemanch.com yet. I know that somebody was talking about that, but it hasn't come to fruition, so since you don't really probably have any other good options, you're probably going to get the most eyes on a blog post if you put it up at Freekeen. And that reminds me, Mike, of something I wanted to point out. When the activists went to the jail over the weekend, were you there for that?
I was not at the jail at that time. I was there.
There were so many people there, I wasn't sure. There was like 40-plus people there at the jail. It was amazing. And all the people in there were asking how they could find out what the visiting hours for Mike. And the prison bureaucrats said that they can't tell anybody what the visiting hours are. Of course, this is completely different policy from what happens here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, which is the same state, but apparently they've got completely different arbitrary rules that they follow. So you can find out what any prisoner's visiting hours are here in Cheshire County, whereas over in Hillsborough County, where you where Mike is being held, they're claiming that the prisoner has to tell you what the visiting hours are, and they're claiming it's because of
privacy. They're bouncing all his letters too.
And that's my point here, is that we can't get a letter through to him. He doesn't have any ability to get an address to send letters out to. So essentially, he's completely incommunicado. There's no way he could tell us what the visiting hours are if he knew what they are. He can't get word out to us.
They're just using.
And the same situation applies. What happens to these bureaucrats at the jail who are doing all this? Nothing.
Not a damn thing. They had a little bit of a hard time on Saturday night when they had 40 people in their lobby giving them a tough time, but that's about the extent of it.
Yes.
And this is one of the reasons why it's this kind of behavior is one of the reasons why I think tactics like candlelight vigils can actually make a difference. Actually bringing this stuff home, having a candlelight vigil out in front of the bureaucrats' homes that are involved in these atrocities.
Yeah, I agree.
Any other thoughts for us tonight, Mike?
I don't. Thank you again.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate what you're doing out there, and thanks for the call tonight. Mail-2-jail.com.
The funniest part about the whole thing with the 40 activists out there on Saturday was Manchester, the cops were called in, and there were 10 police
cars. Yeah, like the entire police squad.
And two paddy wagons showed up, and so you could have committed any crime in Manchester, New Hampshire that you wanted to at that point, and you would have been fine, because the cops are all busy, hassling protesters who haven't heard anyone.
Yeah, they brought everybody.
And just want somebody's, address so they can write them and be able to visit them in jail, but they won't give that, even though they're supposed to do it. Whatever. But the funniest part was they brought two paddy wagons to the jail. I mean, they brought two paddy wagons to the jail. This just goes to show what kind of incompetent bureaucrats you're dealing with.
That's not incompetence, Mark. That's they're trying to be intimidating. That's what it is.
But it's a silly way of intimidating.
It's like, they've got paddy wagons. Shouldn't you be scared? That's what that was for. And who knows, maybe they'd have to truck you back to the police department to fill out paperwork before they trucked you to the jail, for all you know, right? 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI, toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This whole liberty thing isn't going to be easy to achieve, but darn, we certainly have the right people here, and more are coming. It's an exciting movement, the Free State Project. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board with the show. Just got a new agreement from a station today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, boy.
Won't be announcing which one it is, although users of the BBS might be able to figure out, because I did actually mention it there. But that's making it, your AMP dollars make it easier for us to get on more radio stations and get the ideas of freedom out there to more people. So become an amplifier and get perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines. Mike Barsky was just on the line with us there. He was on an AMP line. You can also get the AMP only podcast, the AMP only forum. It's all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. And we, at some point here, will be hooking up a new AMP system, which has been in the works for a long time. And finally, I think it's going to come to fruition here, thanks to our wonderful technical operations folks behind the scenes, which hopefully will finally make it so Free Talk Live amplifiers can go in and kind of administer their own accounts. We had a rudimentary version of this before, but now it's going to be much easier to use, much more self-explanatory, and you can go in and you can change, you got a new credit card, you can go in and update the new credit card information, and it's all done securely and all of that stuff. So we'll have a little user control panel, and it'll be a nice new experience. So that's coming soon, so we may actually have to shut down the AMP page for a few hours. So if you have trouble signing up for AMP this week, bear with us. But amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, here's another updated story for you. We started out with the update this hour on what was going on with the newspapers. This is real bad news. From Los Angeles, the L.A. City Council on Tuesday has tentatively approved an ordinance to close most of the city's medical marijuana dispensaries, winding down months of debate on how to limit the rapid spread of such clinics. We can't be having these sick people getting help from all these thousands of clinics that are popping up.
I've heard that there are more marijuana clinics than there are banks, though. I mean, you know, that it, one does wonder why there are so many clinics, doesn't it?
High demand.
High demand.
The market's responding to demand, and here, this is basically the city council saying, "Oh, we can't be having this. We need to control these things. We need more government regulations on these businesses." In fact, the ordinance, if passed next week by a simple majority of the 15-member council, would cap the number of dispensaries at 70 and require them to be at least 1,000 feet from sensitive uses like schools, parks, and other public gathering spots. The local law would put an end to the proliferation of pot dispensaries. As many as 1,000 have cropped up over the past few years. Now, that's 1,000 in Los Angeles alone. The ordinance would also likely force remaining clinics to comply to move to industrial areas because of the distance requirement. Four dispensaries, so much for convenience. You know, so much for the convenience of having 1,000 dispensaries from which to choose in a variety of different convenient locations on, main drags and such, regular shopping streets and things like that. Multiple sclerosis patients in wheelchairs can just wheel right in from off the street. No, now they're going to shove them back into some industrial warehouse district, which in many cases are probably not the friendliest of zones in Los Angeles.
Probably true.
And 70 now, taking them down from 1,000 plus to 70. Councilman Ed Reyes said after Tuesday's meeting that, "I think it's the beginning point. We have to get control of this issue and shape a policy to make medical marijuana more accessible to those who need it." What? What kind of a world are you living in? Your policy is going to make medical marijuana more accessible by shutting down over 90% of the locations and forcing the remaining 70 into industrial zones? What kind of mental gymnastics do you have to be engaging in to make a statement like that?
So just politicians, you know they're lying when their lips are moving, Ian.
Four dispensaries were opened in 2005 when a local medical marijuana law was discussed by city officials who acknowledged the ordinance won't solve all the problems. While other California cities have been able to regulate medical marijuana, L.A. city officials have discussed an ordinance for years trying to adopt language that jibes with state law. The number of clinics exploded this year, more than 600 in the past 10 months alone, despite a 2007 city moratorium prohibiting new medical marijuana dispensaries. The shop owners
popped up anyway, huh?
The shop owners took advantage of a loophole known as a hardship exemption that allowed them to open while awaiting city approval.
Mm.
However, more than 180 clinics qualified to remain open because they came before the ban was enacted. About 137 of these dispensaries still exist and will be allowed to remain open if they meet other requirements in the new ordinance. Medical marijuana advocates argue the council's inability to provide clear regulations has led to the growth of pot shops in Los Angeles. Residents have also grown frustrated with the bottleneck as they've seen dispensaries creep closer to their homes. Kristen Yoder, who runs California Alternative Caregivers in Venice, said the dispensary boom has hurt her clinic business. Her rent has gone from $2,500 per month to $7,600, and her patients have gone elsewhere. Hey, sweetie, that's just, the way the cookie crumbles.
We're helping people get access to medical marijuana. Sorry.
In the free marketplace, which is before this ordinance was passed, is essentially what the medical facilities are operating in. I mean, it's somewhat free. I mean, obviously, you can't just go and open any old marijuana distribution facility and sell it to anyone. You're still regulated by the existence of the state law essentially pertaining to medical marijuana. But there was no... prior to next week or whenever they're going to vote on this. Yeah, next week is when they're voting on this. So prior to next week, there hadn't been any sort of governmental prohibitions or restrictions on actually opening a medical marijuana facility. And as a result of that, it means that there's competition out there.
Well, there had been prohibitions. You just, you were claiming hardship and you opened anyway while you were waiting on them to say no.
Yoder said, other dispensaries advertise, solicit people on the streets, and it looks bad on us because there haven't been any regulations. Even if the ordinance is signed by the mayor, dispensary owners are unsure they'll be able to operate without being arrested. They have said they sell marijuana to their customers as a way to cover their expenses. The ordinance states that no collective shall operate for profit. However, cash and in-kind contributions, as well as reasonable compensation, would be accepted. Some law enforcement officials believe any cash trading hands is illegal under state law. Los Angeles County District Attorney Steve Cooley said his office will target pot clinics that profit and sell to people who don't qualify for medical marijuana. He said he believes state law authorizes the possession, use, and cultivation of marijuana for medicinal purposes, but not the sale of the drug. City Attorney Carmen Tuever said that
it's funny you can cultivate this stuff, but you know, people, there have been 800 of these things open in the city of Los Angeles. You can throw some seeds in your backyard, you'll get marijuana plants. But people,
it just goes to show people are rather, they'd rather pay somebody else to do it for them.
It'll probably be better too. I mean, if you just throw the seeds out there, you aren't going to get the greatest plant in the world. But if they're good seeds, you'll probably get a pretty good plant.
Under the ordinance, dispensaries would have to close until they comply with the new local law. City officials would seek an injunction against those who don't. The ordinance won't take effect until city officials determine the registration fees. Oh, you got to get the fees in there, too, that the collectives would have to pay. So things are moving closer to a significant crackdown on medical marijuana freedom in California. And it's just so sad to see this story, because California was... in many ways, California is an awful place, but in some ways, it's on the leading edge. And of the in the world of medical marijuana, the cannabis legalization movement is very active out there, and they've had a lot of success. And it's just so sad to see that the system is being used to once again, as it has in Alaska, where they had it legal for a while, and then the prohibitionists managed to get back into power and to re-prohibit some level of recreational use of marijuana. In California, medical marijuana was essentially open market for a while there, and now the government's coming in. It's going to crack down, and patients are going to suffer because of this. And I just think it's sad. It's another example of how if you really want any significant increase in freedom, you can't find it, in my opinion, through using the government system. They passed this ordinance back in 1996. It took years for Proposition 215 in California to actually get to the point where people could open the clubs. It took a decade, basically, for things to really start rolling ahead with the way they were intended to work initially back in 1996. And then all of a sudden, once it started to work, then it exploded. You saw the amounts of the dispensaries just rising dramatically over time, as the story points out, up to 1,000 of them now in Los Angeles alone. And now here comes the hammer. Here comes the iron fist of the state to put a stop to all this freedom expansion of medical marijuana facilities.
No, they probably can't tax it enough.
Can't be having all that now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.